Ali C. today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. By the way, I'm not kidding. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Thursday, December 29th, 2011. You have with you on this beautiful day in the state of Minnesota. It's supposed to be snowing again. We have absolutely no snow, folks. It's got to stink for the skiers and the snowmobilers and the ice fishers.
The snow blowing.
Well, they don't listen to that anyways. They just go out there and they sink their trucks or their cars.
That's true.
Or almost lose their lives in process to catch a little fish.
Smart ice
fish. They could have caught a week before, but they didn't want to do that. So anyways, yeah, with you on this beautiful day in the state of Minnesota, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Why don't we call you the other guy, Jake? Will you share, please?
I think it started with a gentleman by the name of Andrew.
Yeah, our old sound guy.
And so we were discussing something at a street team, and I said, you know, I think other guy sounds really cool. And he said, well, I'm going to start saying it all the time then. So then I just kind of let him take it away. And that's how it started.
And you thought the other guy was really cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I think it compliments.
Does this guy make me look good or what?
Exactly.
Does this guy make me look like a shining diamond?
There's got to be a sound effect or something here.
Something. Well, she's a little behind on that. We'll just start calling her Too Late. We'll call you the other guy and we'll call her Too Late. I only had a brain. No, that's not yet, Nicole, or Carrie, whatever your name is, doctor. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murders, the choicers, which, by the way, Jake's going to be talking about today, wish to silence the patriots that the globalists despise, and why? Because of the Constitution of the United States. Folks, we are them Americans. We are the dynamic duo.
Duo. Finish
we are.
Finish it. Duo.
Well, who would I be? I would be Batman, right? You'd be Robin.
I actually always loved Robin.
And then we have your wife in here. Who would she be? The Egghead?
Catwoman.
Catwoman.
Right.
All right, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct because Christ Jesus is King. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of brains in someone else's head, folks, we have a special guest with us today. Her name is Heather. And it just happens to be the other guy's wife. Now, I'm not going to put her down in front of the world to see. I'm just having a little fun here.
That's
but
right. I got my eye on
she
you.
Showed me right before the show this brain chip. And basically, it has everything in there. And I said, you know, that was really cool that you actually bought your wife some brains for Christmas.
I'd unravel every riddle for any
Does this ring a bell, Heather?
Oh, yeah.
This is the Scarecrow saying if.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking you could be.
I bet she did.
If she only had a brain.
If she only had a brain. Thank you very much, Carrie. I think the point has been made. So I thought that was a really nice present.
Yeah, good thing we can go get it.
All right. So, I mean, in saying all that to say this, was it like she was brainless before you bought her that piece, or how does that work?
It's like the Scarecrow. Sometimes you have to be reminded that it's not that you need a brain. You just have to use that brain.
You know, when I look at her stature, she does almost look like the Scarecrow. Her nose is a little different, and I don't see the hay coming out of the side of her neck.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
But there is a lot of similarities here.
Coming out of the neck.
And when it comes to the brain, I got to say, boy, did you give her the right Christmas present.
Well, it's what other guy to do.
It was great.
My job is to exalt others.
So folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio right before your very ears, folks. Are you seeing this? We're trying to bring conversion in this situation with the other guy's wife. But we are the cleanup crew, and we clean up what others leave off. And I just did for the other guy. Well, it's
What's
true.
With the music in the back?
Well, you know, it's been said you guys are the cleanup crew, so we might as well just bring it to the light and let everybody know we're talking about the issues that others feel that, you know, doesn't need to be addressed or left off. Baloney.
They keep the do in the middle
of the road. Throw the ball
here,
dog.
We're gonna
we'll knock
up.
Her out of the park.
That's right.
Say it again.
No doo-doo in the middle of the road. Oh, we'll clean it up. Clean it up.
Yesterday I heard Cromwell. I was watching Cromwell, Oliver Cromwell, back in the 16th century, and I remember him saying, this is not about the king, because the king is not England.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, England is not the king.
That's right.
Does that sound familiar?
Unraveling.
Yes. This election is not about Obama, right?
Yeah.
This Obama is not about the election. It's about getting him out of the cycle. Because it's not about him, because he is not America, and America is not Obama.
That's right.
End of story.
That's right.
Like that?
He wouldn't even embrace that he's America.
This is the... Yes. Thank you very much. By the way, Rick Santorum is on his way up right now. That's an awesome thing, yep.
And folks, if you haven't heard that interview, we've got it archived. We had Rick on the show not too long.
Isn't that interesting? We were just praying about that this morning, that the Lord would bring up he who's at the bottom and put him at the top so we can get over this garbage that's being played out in front of the American people. One more point before we get to this. Isn't it interesting, irregardless of, folks, I'm a right and wrong kind of a guy. That's just who I am. I want that individual that's going to run the country to be entrusted to run the country to do that which is right before God and man. End of story as to who we are as a republic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? End of story. Who keeps putting up Mitt Romney more than Fox?
Yeah.
I'm serious. Who's
How
even...
How he's ever got in this where, is beyond me.
The only ones keeping this guy's head above water is Fox. Because no one else seems to be... The guy is going to the left and to the right. He's going to public opinion, trying to appease people rather than who he is. Boy, it's got to be a terrible place when your brains are in someone else's head, Mitt.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should get Mitt on the phone?
Yeah.
We've already had Rick. We've already had Ron Paul. Michelle. We've had our Bachman. I mean, who's left?
I didn't think Mitt was worth
it. You know,
it.
Let's get Maybe Obama on. Let's you know, I want to start bringing him to the line and hold him accountable. Folks, we're going to come right back with
Bring his computer.
Brains in your head right after this. We get back. Again, the Sons of Liberty. Are you okay with that, Heather?
We'll be good.
Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty. This year for Christmas, we would like to say a big thank you to you for all of your support. And what better gift to give this Christmas season than the gift of truth? So this year, we decide to give you, our listeners, $10 off any $10 or more purchase you make at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Choose from a variety of items such as the My War DVD documentary series, the books, CDs, t-shirts, and more with items up to 50% off. What gift can you give your friends and family of more value than the truth of Jesus Christ as they celebrate this Christmas season? Just go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click the store button, and enter promo code Christmas on your way out and save big. Or call us at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And from the Sons of Liberty to you and yours, Merry Christmas.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You know, on the way over to talk to Nicole really quick between the breaks here, I said to Jake, folks, behind the scenes, I said, hey, just give it to the people from your heart. And he said, hey, Will, I'll read it right off the paper. And that's not what I'm after here, folks. You know, I mean, you know, good that paper never forgets, but I want Jake to forget the paper.
That's right.
You get what
get
I'm saying?
Get out of the flow.
Let's get over to Brainless really quick. I mean, to Heather really quick here.
He has a brain.
I'm totally playing with you. Listen, okay, yesterday, folks, what happened is we had a caller from New York, and he was talking basically about some of the things that Obama did, and Obama said, listen, I don't like the guy any more than anybody else does. But the fact of the matter is we need to stick to facts. And this is where Heather comes into play, because what we want to do is we got a couple emails from the people across the country. And praise God for you. You guys are doing your homework, and as were we. But once we got the reference, we couldn't validate what was being said yesterday. So take over, Heather.
Yeah, so basically just to clarify, yesterday when Michael from New York called in, he read a quote from Obama from September 7, 2008 in a Meet the Press interview. And it's one of those forwarded emails that gets passed along, and it's actually just a satire. It was written as a satire by somebody named John Siemens.
Yeah.
And actually even his satire was twisted around and then shot out. So
okay. Well, if you remember right, what I did say is I said, okay, where did you get that from? We have to validate it. And I'm not backstepping here. Listen, I get what Michael was doing. Mm-hmm. But the thing is before we kick it out on the radio, folks, we have to know it's valid. Mm-hmm. Cool?
Yep.
Enough said, right?
That's all of it.
Go ahead and play that music for Heather as she's on her way out the door here. Thank you very much, Heather. We appreciate you.
Thanks, right. Guys.
You know, that almost sounds cruel. Now, that almost sounds cruel to somebody that does have brains. But what about when somebody doesn't have brains? It's got to be very thoughtful.
Yeah.
I mean, because Dorothy was hanging out with the Scarecrow just, hey, mm-hmm. If I only had a brain, what did they go to Oz for? They wanted to get him a
brain.
And the lion had to get
some courage.
Yeah, some courage.
Put him up.
Yeah.
Put him up. What'd you do that for?
All right, you guys get the point here. You get the point. Now, Jacob, go ahead and kick off.
Speaking of the courage of a lion, there's a group in New Hampshire right now that is taking on this administration. And for what reason? Well, you can name a whole host of reasons why somebody would engage this administration. But listen to what happened. The state of New Hampshire cut funding for groups that could not promise that the federal funds would not go for abortions. Planned Parenthood, of course, provides abortions, and so they couldn't say in good faith, we'll take this grant money and none of it will be used to promote abortion, commit abortions, etc. So New Hampshire neglected to give them any funding. I think it was like $1.8 million in funding they lost in the state of New Hampshire. Hey, the state has its right to do that. But what happened on the back door is this administration, through the Health and Human Service Department, gave them a $1 million grant. Taxpayer money, federal taxpayer money.
Encouraging them to basically dismiss what the state just set an injunction against them before.
And what the state was going to do is basically dry them out. Listen, if people support you so much, then go earn your own scratch because you're not getting any funding from the feds.
Mm-hmm.
So the abortion clinics, Planned Parenthood, was probably going to go belly up in some regards. They were going to have to shut down something. Listen, when you got a $1.8 million hole in your budget, you're not going to be able to do as much as you did before. So this administration, through Health and Human Services, again, comes in, provides $1 million worth of funding to those Planned Parenthoods. And why? Is it because the citizens of the state wanted these Planned Parenthood clinics? Is it because everybody was up in arms? Had nothing to do with that. Had everything to do with the same thing with health care and anything else that they're pumping out right now. They have to promote it themselves. And the way that they did that was they used
kind of like the gay agenda.
Funding. That's it.
Kind of like...
It's not public support.
Behind. That's exactly right. Kind of like antidepressants.
Media Matters, for example.
Okay.
Remember, they needed 300 grand before the end of the year, or 400 grand, otherwise they were just going to go under. Because nobody's supporting them. So they got to go to their sugar daddies and get pumped up.
They steal money from your taxes to basically shove down your throat, America, with your money.
What you don't want.
That's exactly right.
What you don't want. So New Hampshire, the group here that's taking them to court... And they're suing the administration because they want to know why did the administration do this, knowing full well the citizens of New Hampshire did not want the funding to go to Planned Parenthood. Why did they go over the top of them and give them $1 million? And because there's actually some good things happening right now due to this this new bill that was passed where there's more freedom. What's the name of it? I can't recall the exact name of it. But where you have freedom to go into your, which you should all the time anyways, you can go into administrative departments and get Freedom of Information Act. That's what it is.
Okay.
So they're requesting that right now, and they are bringing a suit against the Health and Human Service Department.
Amen.
So there's your courage right there, folks.
You know, and in all of this mix here, the professed Christians in America are still trying to figure out if he's a Christian president.
Oh, boy, I just don't know. Maybe that was an accident. Well, maybe the past 2 years have been an accident.
Proverbs 6:17 says that the Lord hates hands that shed innocent blood.
That's right.
It doesn't get any more innocent than that. I shared with you a couple weeks ago, how about me and the other guy have been going back and forth to Tennessee looking for new transportation as we stop at Captain D's.
Ooh, yes. Captain D's.
The day we land and the day we leave. As we gain 15 extra pounds and bad breath.
And sweet tea. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that great when someone's got bad breath and they just got to get up in your face? It's like, gee whiz, that would knock a buzzard off a poop wagon.
I'm glad I never
did
that.
Get away. That's preacher rule, folks.
Yes.
Preacher rule number one is never have bad breath.
Have a mint.
If you have halitosis, get some pills, folks. All right.
Speak through your nose.
No one else needs to smell you. Can you smell me?
That's a rule.
Speaking of... abortion.
Mm-hmm.
On the way back from Tennessee, I ordered a Coke. And folks, Coke is it. This is all free.
Mm-hmm. And this is
especially the Mexican version of Coke because it's real sugar. Well, on the way back and on the way there, we get free peanuts.
Oh, it depends if they have them.
That's right.
You know.
If I would have had them, I would have told you.
You get free peanuts, or you get these free little gingerbread cookies, for what, a $700 ticket.
Right. Well, but it's complimentary.
Thank you.
Yes.
I get you. And that's if you don't have to pay $25 per bag to get on the airplane. That's why you don't carry anything with you, folks. That's just how it is. But when we're sitting there, we get a Coca-Cola. We get these little napkins that say, "Together we can help protect their home."
Whose home?
The polar bears.
Oh, that's right, because there's lots of polar bears.
Do you see how corporations are involved in these agendas with the minions in government? There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This kind of stuff, you can't throw your hands up in the air. You just got to get to the point where you just say, you know what? I'm not going to support this garbage anymore. Because what they're doing is they're undermining themselves, folks, in every sense of the word. These naturalists, these environmentalists.
Ists.
I'm trying to think of some
kind of ists. Corporationists.
Yeah, well,
fascists.
They are. Yeah.
What they are. It's fascism.
Well, right? That's exactly what it is. I mean, I'm wondering if they think the guy in the office here in this United States of America. I wonder if they think his name is Benito Mussolini.
Benito? Benito Hussein?
It's really organized mob is what it comes down to. And by the way, so is abortion.
Yes,
so
it is.
It is blood money, folks. Mm-hmm. There's no getting around it. That is mob money. Mm-hmm. Take it how you want to take it. It is at length.
How do they stay in business? They don't stay in business.
They have to encourage the kids to kill their own
kids.
Exactly,
and then steal your money to do it with.
Yeah, but hey, but don't worry about the humans, folks, the corporations say.
That's right.
Let's take care of
the polar bears.
The homes of the polar bears.
I'm going to start crying.
Or the mammals.
Knock it off.
Or the whales.
Let's change the subject.
Yeah, or the dolphins.
I mean, it was like he had a chance to live.
Let's protect the lands from them big, bad humans.
No, they need a chance.
I mean, they come over here and they spit on the ground.
Just give them a chance.
Or defecate or whatever the case might be.
Just give them a chance.
Yeah,
it's all the polar bears want. It's just a chance.
Poor little
Can't you give them a chance?
Oh, poor little popos.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, look at the little popos. What are we supposed to do? Oh, folks. When you see people put animals in nature above the human race, you are dealing with some dangerous-minded individuals, folks. And if you're waiting for it to come, it's already here.
Mm-hmm. They're not confused, misled people that need education.
No, they're reprobates.
Dangerous-minded criminals.
Reprobates.
That's right.
Let's call them for what they are. I mean, let's talk about
reconciled.
Cass Sunstein for a moment, shall we?
Oh, that man.
He believes that animals need lawyers to protect them against humans.
And
he's
that makes
on,
sense.
He's one of Obamanation's safe czars as well. He's also a college professor, didn't
he's
you know
He's got credentials, too. This guy's got it all.
He does.
Except for brains.
And he's missing a whole lot of hair on the top of his head. He looks like a cue ball.
Ooh.
Cast the cue ball, Sunstein.
Cast the cue?
Yeah.
Cast the cue ball?
Yeah.
The cue balls have rights?
Can you imagine being around that guy when it's shining out? Boy, the reflection.
The reflection would be terrible.
Probably have to get those bifocal sunglasses.
If you're flying.
They're twice as dark.
If you're flying a helicopter, though, it'd be good to have them around the landing pad. You know, I mean, the shining lights bright and all that.
Can you imagine introducing your mom and dad to somebody like that?
Yeah.
Women? Before you marry this clown?
This is who I want to marry. He's so brilliant. Listen to what he said.
Wow.
He wants to give, picture this, he wants to give animals lawyers. Isn't this awesome, Mom?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, Cass is out in the front lawn up on his head.
But the point is, corporations are going right along with it, folks. It's right in front of your face, folks. It's out in the open. Nothing hidden. Just stand up. That's how you win the day. You got Bradley and Jake, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to know who we are, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a
no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Now, I'm going to go to Webster's 1828 real quick. We were just talking about Cass Sunstein's bald head right before the break. The word bald in Webster's 1828 is destitute of hair, especially on the top and the back of the head. Destitute of the natural covering as a bald oak. Without feathers on the head as a bald vulture.
Ooh.
Destitute of trees on the top as a bald mountain. Unadorned. Naked. Base. Without dignity or value. Audacious. Now, of course, we're not suggesting on the Sons of Liberty that bald men don't love liberty. Mm-hmm. No, we were just going after
John Quincy Adams.
Cass Sunstein. Oh, there's a lot of heroic bald.
Elisha.
What's that?
What? Huh?
There's a lot of bald heroes out there. That's John true. Adams is one of my favorites.
That's a good point. That's how John Quincy.
John was too.
Together, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And Washington was a little thin on the top. You know, we better be careful, Jake, because as I'm looking at you right now, the light's shining on your head.
Yeah, it's that lighting. It's those lights. We need to get rid of those lights.
You're starting to look like two times what Elvis had before he passed away. You know, the Elvis hairline, the high temples.
Yeah, yeah. I do that on purpose.
I got to take off PLE off a temple with you right now. That's how close you're getting.
That's close.
Okay, so it's temp. You get the point, right? He's losing the L-E, folks, the P-L-E.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, again, we're not suggesting bald people don't love liberty.
Hmm.
No. Jake, the other guy. We need to get a picture of Jake online.
Somehow I was thinking through this. I thought maybe it'd wind up here.
All right. Somehow, some way. Folks, again, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please go to my Facebook as well, Bradley Dean on Facebook. It's L-E-E. And again, if you'd like to know who we are and what it is that we've done over the last 15 years in ministry, we've done over 331 high schools. We've done television in Minneapolis-St. Paul. We've had videos that have gone worldwide 444 million times over, potentially. And we've also ranked number three internationally on some of our videos that we played. That doesn't count because we haven't got first yet. That's why we're still working. Right. Yeah?
And that is the music that
Because we are representing. Absolutely.
Yes.
If you'd like to see what that is and what that's about, please go to youcanruninternational.com. Youcanruninternational.com. And that is just a branch of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Yep. And you can actually get there from Sons of Liberty Radio. I want to draw your attention to two other things. Our Facebook fan page, where we post daily articles, columns. Bradley's a contributor to WorldNet Daily, also the Genesis Communication Network, and more to come. But you want to follow these blogs and these columns every single week because they're topics that you need to hear about. Also on Sons of Liberty Radio, on the front page is SOL Media. That's Sons of Liberty Media. We are posting all of the stories that we cover during the show, and then some. So if you want to get good media that's going to encourage you and cause you to take that extra step forward and not become depressed and to draw back, you want to stay tuned on SOL Media, and that's right on the homepage as well.
I'm going to take something out of bounds real quick. Let's go back to the topic of abortion. John Adams, our founding forefathers, debated abortion. Can you explain that?
Yeah. Actually, the topic of well, first of all, if you look in the Constitution, they ensure these things for what? Our posterity, for future generations, implying that men have a right to life. If you go to the Fifth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, no person shall be deprived of what? Life, liberty, property, etc. You can't exercise any rights unless your life is protected. Let's face it, if you're dead, you don't have any rights. Same thing in the Constitution. If you look at how the founders gave us what they gave us, they knew clearly that abortion was murder. As a matter of fact, it was a criminal punishment.
Yes.
Murder was.
At the turn of the century, you'd go to prison for 99 years if you committed abortion.
That's how important we held. That's how important life was to our country. And now as you see, for example, and this is just off the cuff here, you see Fast and Furious, and well, some people died, but that's just the price it takes to do. That's how little people value life now. And if you even go to this Girl Scout case where this young lady is talking about while she was in Girl Scouts, this 15-year-old girl who's taking on mainstream media, they were feeding the Girl Scouts articles from Media Matters, also talking about pro-abortion topics.
Yeah.
In Planned Parenthood issues in Girl Scouts. So when you have a generation that doesn't value life, then don't be confused and scratch your head when they're not going to value the life of old folks. When they become a draw in the state.
And you're seeing that through Obamacare right now.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you can't be shocked at that. So the founders very much believed in the sanctity of life and defended that sanctity of life. And that's why we had liberty and we had generations as they grew where things got better and liberty got strengthened.
Let me give you two quotes. Number one, how do people justify abortion? Listen to the stats. 1% is rape or incest to justify abortion. 6% is potential health problems for mother or child is how they justify abortion. And 93, this is what they don't want you to know, that 93% of abortions are for social reasons, unwanted or inconvenient. That's the part of the equation they leave out right there.
Yep.
Now, let me tell you this as well. Here's a quote for you, as a matter of fact. Who said this, folks? If your parents are stupid enough to deny you access to birth control and you are under 18, you can get it on your own. Just call Planned Parenthood.
Aha. Uh-huh. So when you have Planned Parenthoods, now you know why a state wouldn't want funding for those, whatever you want to call them, those butcher shops.
That's what they are.
They would call them clinics. They're butcher shops, clearly. A state doesn't want funding, and then this administration comes in the back door and offers funding. What's going on? What does
this administration do? What do they need to do before people impeach this individual?
These aren't accidents.
And hold him accountable to the laws of the Constitution that he has broken blatantly in the face of America. And what happens when America doesn't deal with them? He continuously, and you embolden this criminal to continue to do what he does.
Because it's obvious that he's not doing this because you want it. He's doing this because you allow it.
He's
That's the only reason.
All these special interest groups is what he's doing to destroy who we are. What else would a Sol Alinsky student do?
Mm-hmm. He's going to organize to destroy. That's it.
And he gets a Nobel Peace Prize from it. That's why they have no more credibility.
Stinking doubt getting on that Nobel Peace Prize thing. If you go to Susan Pine, who was a gal who was just speaking of this administration again, and none other than Mr. Eric Holder, the Attorney General. Susan Pine is a protester. She protests abortion clinics, and she's a sidewalk counselor. She'll literally get out on the sidewalk. She'll pray for young ladies. She'll offer them support. She'll offer them sources of funding and help to try to get them to have their baby instead of butchering their baby in an abortion shop. So what Eric Holder did is he's bringing a lawsuit against her. And this is purely a political thing. He's throwing a bone to all those people
he's
that love
murder. He's
just
trying to set a precedent. Yes.
Exactly.
Yep.
Saying that she blocked a vehicle outside of an abortion clinic. Excuse me, Mr. Holder, and also the fact that you're an African-American and that abortions are targeting African-Americans. Yes, you would think that you would be keen to this, but blocking a car is nothing compared to destroying hundreds of thousands of lives per year in your country, is it? What is justice about, Mr. Holder?
On blacks, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, said human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning human beings who should have never been born. Margaret Sanger, pivot of civilization, referring to immigrants and poor people. Mm-hmm. On sterilization and racial purification, Sanger believed that for the purpose of racial purification, couples should be rewarded who choose sterilization. Mm-hmm. It's aimed at blacks and Hispanics. And what do you have in the Oval Office right now? Mm-hmm. The minister that they needed to promulgate their message.
Exactly.
That's right.
Because if you can get, that's the best way to do it. If you want to kill a group of people, get their leader to help them agree with you and what you're doing. This attorney general is to stand up for our Constitution. What about our Declaration of Independence? What about those rights for the unborn? An attorney general should be applauding this woman and destroying abortion in their country. But that's not the way he sees it. He would rather fine her thousands of dollars for the work that she does to help young ladies so that they don't want to destroy their lives, so that they don't feel like after they have the abortion, because nobody talks about the guilt and the condemnation these young ladies have because they think it's birth control. So what this woman is doing, speaking of courage again, Mary Susan Pine, she's standing up with the Defense of Liberty Council. God bless those guys and their work of standing in the gap here. She's standing out and she's going and doing it anyways. There's an injunction against her to say that she can't protest and stand outside of abortion clinics, but she's doing it anyways because she's not listening to tyranny, which is not based in law. Neither is Mr. Holder and his ideologies. As you've seen already recently through Fast and Furious, he doesn't value life. Doesn't value it at all. Doesn't care about the fact that it's genocide against the race that he's a part of. This is going after African Americans. You just read the quote. It's plain as it is day. But here he is prosecuting a woman who will stand for life. But folks, people aren't... This is the point it needs to get. They're bluffing. They have nothing to back themselves.
That's
smoke.
That's the deception. The Bible says, at that day, we're going to look at him who deceived the nations, and we're going to look at him and say, he is the one that, listen to the word, deceived the nations. It's all premised on a lie. Okay. And the media, the prince of the power of the air, is the one that's promulgating the message of the lie to try to belittle you because you think the masses disagree with what you believe. When in fact, the majority easily, hands down, believe what you believe. You just have to communicate with each other and you'll find out that you're all on the same page.
That's right.
And what the media does is they keep promoting these loudmouth liberal whacks that promote what they're promoting, irregardless of what the topic might be. Un-American propaganda is what it is.
And when you stand, you will create a precedent, and that's the precedent that we talk about on this radio show that we're setting as a ministry here, and that you should be doing the same. I just read this the other night, and it came from a book of promises, scripture promises, because I'm reading and I'm seeking and I'm seeing where, Lord, you're bringing us. Psalm 37:23 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered." That word means established by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. You've got to take steps in order to have them established so that the Lord can delight in your way, not in this garbage.
Another thing, folks, we're getting phone calls again here today, but we got to stick to topic. 1-877-807-9977. That is if we can stick to topic.
Is that possible?
Stick to it. 1-877-807-9977. Coming up to the last segment of Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
You are making this fun, Luann.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, if you'd like to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to see what we've done in the last 15 years, go to youcanruninternational.com. Spell it out. youcanruninternational.com.
We are back for our final segment, and we just covered this abortion topic quite a bit. And we also
talked
about
how women... You said that like a vigilante.
Hey,
you
like
said
that
like
good,
you had authority.
Right? Is that a good thing?
I think so.
Awesome.
It was.
Vigilante.
I mean, you almost sounded like you meant it or something.
Speaking of vigilante, did you hear, we're on the topic of abortion, the pro-life guy in China, right? He's an activist. They're not very pro-life in China.
Yeah.
I mean, the government tells you when you can live, when you can
breathe. How many kids you can have.
That's right.
Sure.
So the guy who played Batman... Christian something or other?
You're talking about the modern Batman.
Yeah.
Adam West.
No.
We used to watch that when we were kids all the time. The teachers used to think it was funny when I'd wear a cape and a mask. I don't know why, but
I doubt.
My mom told me it was cool.
Yeah.
Kosher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that you were special.
I was.
And that you
She'd take a black sheet, uh-huh. cut it up for me, and she'd tie it around my neck. Yep. And then she'd wear a mask. Yep, and then...
I thought my mom was the only one that did that. But.
I was always looking for Robin, but I couldn't find him. But
well,
now,
my mom
now
cut
I
a
found
green
him.
Mask.
He's the
yeah.
other guy.
It's a green mask, and yours was black. Mine was green.
Yeah.
And we were just trying to find our place in life, and all of a sudden...
Green mask. But wouldn't that be like the Green Goblin?
I think Robin wore the
okay.
green mask.
Gotcha.
Wasn't it green? Green and yellow. Yeah, he was Robin, man.
Hey, you're the professional here. I'm not.
So going back to the Batman guy, he goes in and gets in a scrap when he's in China trying to find this pro-life activist guy.
I heard about this.
Yeah.
I seen something about it, but I didn't. What was the?
I don't really know the
transpired
whole depth of
Batman.
It. But all I know is he was trying to.
He got roughed up, didn't he?
Yeah. Because he's got a temper anyway.
I think they're mad at him because, remember, it was years back during the Marvels. I love Marvels. Mm-hmm. I don't watch movies and I don't watch TV unless they're true. Mm-hmm. I don't watch TV at all. And I love documentaries. I love history. But I love the Marvels, too. And I did see that one. I got to tell you this. He roughed up some Chinese people in those movies.
Yeah, I saw, like, Tibetan. Or
he wasn't to be played with.
Yeah. So maybe they're just getting
back at him. I think so.
But the point is, he's being a vigilante going for this pro-life guy who's an activist in China, which is a pretty risky business over there.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, we don't have to get that far, by the way. We don't have to be activists in China. We just have to stand up in America.
But you do understand that the UN model of global government is modeled after China. I hope you understand that. Okay. Yeah.
And could it be because you're taught not to question authority?
That's right. And you have absolute authority, like a despot.
Get permission from the government.
Like a tyrant.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And if the government decides they want to create their own rules, well, you go along with
it. What makes a king anyways? You making the rules or you submitting to the rules given?
Yeah, it all depends.
The law makes the king.
There's this insignificant power that be, and it's called God.
Yeah. Now listen.
And Jesus Christ.
You know what? And that's a good point because on a serious note, again, I was talking about earlier, right after prayer this morning, that I'm so tired of when you mix God and government. People say, oh, it's a theocracy. You mean to rule by the sword. No. We want to rule by the will because we love God, because we're thankful for what he's given unto us, namely the greatest country in the world.
You got it.
But what do you get? You get these idiots. Oh, are you saying that we should be ruled as a theocracy, that we better do this, and if not, or else? Mm-hmm. Well, listen, if it's not God's law, then it's going to be man's law.
That's right.
And if we listen to man's law, we can understand the end of that is bondage. But we also understand at the end of God's law, there is liberty in Christ. Mm-hmm. So, well, which way would you have it? Liberty to do what I ought to do, because freedom is not given to do what I want to do, folks. Mm-hmm. Freedom was given to do what I ought to do. Just ask the veterans who paid the ultimate price and the Christ, the Son of God, who gave his life for the world.
And to help people understand that, our founders had another thing. Because
Can you finish your point with Tristan, though?
Oh, there wasn't one. It was just that he was a vigilante going to seek out this pro-life activist in China, and he got roughed up when he was over there.
Oh.
It's for a good cause. He wanted to find this pro-life guy. So maybe he's getting caught, losing his life now, and that was instead of making
when
movies.
When was this? Because I think there wasn't. It was probably about a half a week ago. I looked up, and I thought I seen the bat light.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
And it came all the way from China.
Uh-huh.
The problem with that, though, is I think it's daytime there when it's nighttime. Maybe it was somebody else's bat light.
No, maybe it was reflecting off Cass Sunstein's bald head. And it came into America. So there is some good use of Cass Sunstein.
That's right. See, folks, that's exactly
good in everybody.
Oh, you should get paid for that one. You should get paid. Cha-ching. Yes, yes.
You know,
I think you're right, though.
I think so, too.
I think you are.
Oh, you think I just made that up?
No.
Come on.
Jeez, I'm sorry. Is that big red spot on the back of his head? If there's not bird dropping on Gorbachev's head, it's a big burn spot on the back of Sunstein.
It's like a wide open launching pad.
You know what? Those guys hate guys with long hair.
They do.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can understand why, too.
Yeah. Why?
Well, because they
is that why? Is that why you're angry at me all the time?
No.
All right.
No.
All right.
You're Batman. I'm Robin. I can't be angry.
That's true.
I'm always looking for you to start a fight so I can get in it.
I'm not always looking for a fight, but if it gets in my way, we'll deal with it.
Right.
That's how it
move
works.
It over.
Yes.
Going to the theocracy point.
And I get in trouble for doing the right thing, not the wrong thing.
That's right.
Big difference.
And that's how, hey, Christ? Did he get in trouble?
All the time.
If
he could have wore a t-shirt, I speak as a man, it would have said, I came to offend.
Yep.
Because it was.
And he did.
And offend in righteous for righteousness' sake.
Because remember the meaning of offend, you can only offend if you're doing right. The only people that can be offended are people that are doing wrong.
Hey, Jesus didn't come in the world to tell the world everything was okay.
No.
Let's not get this all messed up in modern theology, folks. Yeah. That is a different gospel. That is a different Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's Bar Jesus, not Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Let me give you a story, as a matter of fact, since you just introduced it. Mm-hmm. You opened the door. The meaning of John 3:16, listen to this carefully because we hear this all the time. But it's a watered-down understanding that America has. For God so loved the world, yes, he did, that he gave his only begotten Son, the one and only, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. Did you hear the cross? Did you see the cross? Is that not what our veterans did in the natural?
That's right.
I want to ask you guys out there that listen to us day after day, week after week, month after month, over the last 6 months, if you hold the heart of the Lord, if you really are a Christian, because the Bible says, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. And I also understand that the fulfilling of the law and the end of the law is to love your neighbor as yourself. That is the law and the prophets, Jesus said. But Jesus didn't come to abrogate the moral law, but listen to this carefully. A few years ago, we flew out to Tennessee and interviewed a guy named Reverend Sam Kiles. He was a friend of Martin Luther King's. And while we were out there, he was actually the guy that was standing next to Martin Luther King on the balcony at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. When he heard the ping, he described what happened. But that's not my story, just to introduce who he was and who he is. Well, he shared with us a powerful story about his grandson, and his grandson, baby Quinn, had a complete heart transplant at 10 days old. They found through an ultrasound that he had an underdeveloped heart, and the insurance company said that they would pay for the birth, but not the transplant because it was experimental. Only five had been done, so they started to raise money for baby Quinn. And baby Quinn needed a heart, and the plea was, baby Quinn needs heart. This was their campaign motto. People from all over the country sent in their money. And a couple weeks into, a couple in Chicago was losing their child, and they wanted baby Quinn to have his heart. The doctors took the heart of the dying baby and did a complete heart transplant in the other. It was a miracle. The doctors got so caught up that they waived the fee in the hospital bill and said, just pay what you can. We'll take care of the rest. Amen. This couple in Chicago gave up their child's heart so baby Quinn could live. Baby Quinn is in his teens and plays soccer, folks. Every now and then, the donor's mother visits Quinn, and this is what she does. She grabs him and puts her head upon his chest so that she can listen to her baby's heart in baby Quinn. What's the analogy? When we're dead in our trespasses and our sins, God sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for me and you. We were hopeless without him, and to those who receive him, it is no longer us that lives, but Christ that lives through us. Let me ask you the question, folks. Can God hear the heartbeat of his son, who he gave up to die for the sins of the world, when he hears your chest? That's what a Christian is. That's the real Christian. And he does everything that his son does. That's how we know who Christ is. There was an anointing in here, wasn't there? Yeah, I'm looking up at Kathy. She's got watery eyes. But that's what it's about. It's about feeding the flock. It's not about bringing the sand to the shores. No, it's about feeding the flock. Yep. The Lord never fails to give us food when we come to his table, folks. And who's the bread of life? His son, Jesus Christ.
I think it shows a great example of how when the doctors got involved, when you're doing God's business, everybody jumps on board that has a heart. And that's what they want to see is leadership, that somebody will step out and do, and folks, people will get on board. There's no doubt about it.
Amen. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We will be joining you again tomorrow from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone. We thank you for listening to us. We love you by what we do, because we're doing the stuff, and we hope you are too, because we're turning talk radio into
do radio.
Amen. Talk to you tomorrow, folks.
It's the palm tree and the strong old